This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org recorded by Gumbo Yaya. Australians and New Zealanders throughout the world stood still and turned out in huge numbers for their National War Memorial Days in remembrance of the failed Australian and New Zealand Army Corps Anzac attack on Gallipoli, Turkey, that began on 25th April 1915. The fateful attack was designed to end the First World War quicker by creating a supply line to Russia. 100,000 died in the battle, remembered every year as Anzac Day by both nations. The British-directed Battle of Gallipoli is often seen as a defining moment in the birth of Australia and New Zealand. The battlefields of Gallipoli, where so much blood was shed, has become near sacred soil. This is the 91st anniversary of the attack. This is the first Anzac Day where there have been no survivors left from World War I. Around 10,000 people are turned out at the dawn service at Gallipoli. Meanwhile, dawn services have been held throughout New Zealand. The numbers of veterans may be dwindling, but the numbers of those who come to pay their respects is not. In Auckland, nearly 20,000 people attended the dawn service at the Auckland War Memorial Museum. During the service, a 62-year-old veteran of the Malayan campaign died of a heart attack, falling face forward onto the concrete as the last post was sounded. In Wellington, about 5,000 people gathered at the cenotaph near the Parliament buildings. Speaking at the service, Royal New Zealand Returned and Services Association President John Campbell said, "We are honouring the Anzacs. We are not here to glorify war, but to remember that we value who we are and the freedoms we possess. They did not die in vain. They fought for peace, freedom and democracy." The Governor-General of New Zealand, Dame Sylvia Cartwright, addressed the crowd at the Wellington service, saying, "Soldiers, veterans, all New Zealanders who are gathered here, around New Zealand and around the world to commemorate Anzac Day. Today is the day we grieve for our fellow New Zealanders killed in war. It is the day we honour them and remember their sacrifice." This is her last Anzac Day as Governor-General. 2006 is the New Zealand Year of the Veteran and the 90th anniversary of the organisation founded by those who did return from Gallipoli, the Royal New Zealand Returned and Services Association. Australia and New Zealand commemorate the Anzac Day public holiday on the 25th of April every year to honour the bravery and sacrifice of the members of the Anzacs and of all those who served their country, lest we forget. You can find this article and others at wikinews.org. Wikinews is a non-profit independent news site run by the non-profit Wikimedia Foundation. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons 2.5 attribution license.